Okay, hi, welcome. So for the theme of our practice today, I'd like to invite us to continue to explore the breath. On the last time we practiced together on Wednesday, I introduced some ideas from this book I've been listening to, this audiobook called Breath by James Nestor. And we did some experiments together as a sangha, and also I got some emails about people would listen to the audio and experimented. So we're going to continue with the breath, experimenting with metta and breath similarly and slightly differently, having learned from our experiments. Perhaps. So here are the ways to consider the practice for tonight. So the practice of metta, loving kindness, is both a cultivation practice. It's also considered a practice of concentration or samadhi, samatha practice, where the mind gets settled, quiet, peaceful, and perhaps absorptions, states of jhana can arise. So practicing metta really has this dual effect, both the cultivation of the heart, the goodwill for others, for oneself, as well as the settling of the mind, really settling. So bringing in the slowing down of the breath, and supposedly, based on some studies, the optimal breath rate is about 6 seconds per in-breath, six seconds per out-breath. And the exhale, especially elongating exhale, seems to be important. So that can really support the calming and settling of the mind. So the invitation would be, as we'll go through some of the categories tonight, and I'll leave a lot more space, silent space, for you to experiment with the pacing. I'll start with the phrases to set the phrasing, and then we'll also simplify the phrases instead of perhaps trying all the four phrases as we did last time, which might have been too much to juggle for some and became a little overwhelming. Okay, there's the breath, there's the feeling of metta, there's the elongating, there's the exhale, like, oh, what do I do? So we will simplify, and it's perfectly fine to work with simplified phrases. We sometimes work with the four phrases: you be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. And it's also fine to work with a simplified phrase. May you be well. May I be well. And really bring in more emphasis to the feeling of metta. So maybe tonight we'll simplify the phrase if you wish. If the simplified phrase, after a while, you want to bring on all four phrases, you're welcome to. And also bringing attention to the breath, to the slow down breath, the roughly 5.5 in breaths and out breaths per second. So, and let me see if there's anything else to set the frame. Maybe I'll pause for a moment and ask if there are any questions, unusually so, before I start. Well, if you actually tell you what, if you have questions, I'll be saying a lot more during the guided meditation. So it'll all become clear. It'll all become clear, especially if it isn't. So it's all good. So let's just start together. Let's start practicing together. So landing. Landing in the body. Landing in this moment. Inviting, first and foremost, inviting our body to rest, to let go. Of anything that's not needed in this moment, any tension, any extra thoughts, plans from today, for the future, memories of the past, as if you were putting down, as if you were putting down the heavy weight on your shoulders. Of plans and memories. Feeling lighter, feeling lighter. Just coming to this moment. Taking refuge in this moment. Feeling your feet on the floor. If you're sitting on a cushion, your lower legs connecting to the earth. Letting go of the weight, of the weight of the lower body. Onto the earth. Feeling your sit bones. Your bottom contacting the cushion or the chair. Letting go of the weight of the upper body, releasing. Releasing onto your sit bones. Inviting your belly, your lower abdomen to relax and soften. Letting go internally. Inviting the chest. To soften. The heart center, the proverbial heart center in the center of the chest, inviting your heart to relax. The quote unquote center of emotions, letting your heart rest in this moment. Whatever has been arising is okay. Can all rest and feel safe. Softening the arms, the hands, letting gravity pull down. Relaxing the shoulders and the neck, and the face. Letting the eyes rest, their socket, the forehead to relax, the jaw to unwind. For your scalp to settle. Nowhere to be, nothing to do but to greet, to embrace this moment intimately with the in-breath and the out-breath, moving right now naturally, letting them be natural throughout the body. The natural breath through the body. Now keeping attention, receptive attention in the body, maybe in the lower abdomen, the sensations of the body. Ever so slowly, elongating, slowing down the in-breath and the out-breath, both this time. I'll count. Count to five. One, breathing five. Breathing out five, one, two, three, four, five. Breathing in five. Breathing out five, one, two, three, five. Breathing in. Now breathing in six. Breathing out six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Breathing in six. Breathing out six. Breathing out, six, one, two, three, four, five, six. Breathing in, six. Letting the in-breath be a count of six, but increasing the out-breath to a count of seven, even slower out-breath. Four, five, six, in-breath. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, out-breath. Now letting the counting to drop, but maintaining, letting the slower rhythm of breathing in and the slower rhythm of breathing out stay. No counting needed. You know the rhythm now. Trust it. Close enough is good enough. Letting the exhale be long and full. Letting go at the end of the exhale. Relaxing, softening the body, the mind. Now with this expansive rhythm of the breath, received in the body, inviting someone who is dear to you, a child, a pet, a friend, a benefactor, inviting their image, their felt sense, and just breathing with them, with their felt sense, the image of this person who is dear to you, this being who's dear to you. Greeting them slowly with each in-breath and out-breath. Unhurried, you have plenty of time to just sit with them. Sharing a felt sense of goodwill, kindness, good wishes for them with every breath, every slow, gentle, expansive in-breath, expansive out-breath. It can be silent, this sharing of goodwill, good wishes, friendliness. If you wish, you can share. Bless them with a simple phrase of your good wishes. May you be well, dear one. May you be well, dear one. May you be well, dear. And say the phrases out loud if you wish, or silently repeating them. Feel free to experiment. Or any phrase of metta you wish. Or phrases. Remember the expansive in-breath and even more expansive out-breath. Exhale. offering your good wishes, your friendliness as a gift, as well as your slowed in-breath and out-breath as a gift too, a gift of patience to this dear being. Now, including yourself in the wishes of metta. May both of us be well. 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 Unhurried, patient, relaxed. Let the body soften with each exhale. Now, turning your metta for yourself. May this being who's me be well. Or may this being, or may I be well. May simply, may I be well. Or any of the wishes of metta that feel appropriate for yourself in this moment. Safety, happiness, health, ease. No rush to go anywhere. Spending sweet time with yourself. The slow down breath. Drenched in metta. Drenching your own heart. Slowly, slowly with each breath. With goodwill and care. Yourself. For the last moments of the practice, shining the goodwill slowly, patiently onto all beings. May all beings be well. May all beings be well. May all beings be well. making sure you are included in all beings, metta, touching you first as it leaves your heart, shining onto the whole world. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thank you all for your practice. So I feel a deep calm, slowness, sense of well-being that wasn't here when we started. So calm that I don't want to talk. I wonder if that is similar for you. I see some of you still have your eyes closed. Yeah. So I think there is genuinely something to this, these various research studies about the slowed breath, roughly 6 seconds in breath and out breath. As I mentioned last time, roughly the same length of time that takes to chant some of the well-known Buddhist chants, as well as Christian ones, it turns out. So I'd love to hear your reflections, what you've noticed, what's coming up for you. You can type in chat. If it's to everyone else, read your name as well as the reflection. If it's just to me, I'll only read the reflection, not your name. You're welcome to raise your hand too. Reports from the field, questions, comments. And Bill says, yes, this was very calming. Yeah, thank you, Bill, for sharing that reflection. And this is the sense of samadhi, stillness, calming the mind, settling the mind, which can arise both from the practice of metta alone, as well as anapanasati, mindfulness of the breath. So we're really bringing these two practices together here. And it's almost like supercharging the calming effect, the sense of well-being. And sense of well-being is like a sense of metta. There's a sense of metta, and the sense of well-being that I feel more of. There's more available. When I have a sense of well-being, I have more metta, more goodwill to share with others, not just with myself, but I have more capacity to share with others. Lish says, may both of us, who was both, oops, in the guided meditation, maybe I wasn't clear enough when I invited us to bring the dear being, and then I invited for the self to join them. So both the dear being and herself. It wasn't as clear as I could have been. Thank you. Next time I'll be clear. Yeah. And Gurgel says, beautiful practice, lovely voice intonations of the phrases towards the end. Thank you. And lengthening the breath was super helpful. Thank you. Great. Thank you, Gurgel. Thank you for your reflections. Glad to hear it was helpful. Yeah, one reflection coming in. There was sending well-being to dear ones who have died. Ah, nice. Did that feel, person who sent me that reflection, you're welcome to send more reflection or raise your hand if you like. Did that feel calming, soothing in this case? Because if that, I'm trusting that that was the case. It wasn't so much that grief was arising, but that there was a sense of, oh, sending joy. Oh, beautiful. Oh, yeah. Lovely. Thank you for sharing that beautiful reflection. Sending joy to dear ones who have died. Lovely. Touches my heart. Any other reflections you'd like to share, especially if you haven't had the chance to speak or ask a question in recent times? We have a couple of minutes. How was this for you, if you'd like to share more questions? Did you notice more calmness? Oh, comment coming in. The singing was like a lullaby, invited me to hold the heart so caringly. Oh, that is sweet. I am so glad. Oh, thanks for that reflection. Not so much a singer, but I was trying, even if out of tune. Oh. One more reflection. This was a wonderful way to move into the weekend. I feel like I have some perspective when I was so contracted when we started. Thank you. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. I'm so happy. That reflection makes me so happy. It gives me so much joy. Mudita. And another reflection. I love the singing. Well, thank you. That's multiple votes for my singing in quotes. The lullaby. Maybe I'll do more of that in the future and not be afraid of the out of tuneness. That's sweet. You're very kind, all of you. Aww. Ah, so dear ones, how about we sing little lullabies and take time, slow down. Slow down your breath, slow down yourself. And enter practice space with small Sangha tonight with a lot of spaciousness. Maybe not too many words get exchanged, but maybe the breath is slow. Maybe it's spacious. So I'm going to create the breakout room. And Mark says, yes, I was really tense. Thank you. More singing. Okay. All right. More votes for more singing. Might have to take voice lessons, you guys. All right. So here, making the breakout rooms. And let's start with 15 seconds of silent metta. And here we go. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed and we have a few minutes for reflections. What you discovered in your slowed down Ah, time with yourself and with Sangha. If anyone has the desire to share, to speak, the floor is open. And so is chat. Terence, are you raising your hand? Yes, you are. Okay, let's see here. There.
Oh, there, it's letting me unmute now. I just wanted to say that I appreciate the slowing down. I like it very, very much. And it's like, it's pretty dependable. I come here and I sit with these people, with this group, and I slow down and I'm better for it. I'm a nicer person.
I love that. Can we quote you? Can we, I mean, anonymously as, you know, this, here is a tagline. Here is advertisement for happy hour. I come here. It's dependable. I sit with this group, with these people. What did you say? I mean,
I feel better. I'm a better person.
I feel better. I'm a nicer person, better person. Yay.
That's it.
I love that. Okay. I love it. That's sweet. Thank you, Terence. I'm joking, and partly, but yet so appreciate. I mean, I'm joking about the advertisement aspect, but just so appreciate the sense, the felt sense of the dependability of, yes, there is something about coming and practicing together here with Sangha. Goodness arises. One feels better, more well-being, and also one is kinder, nicer. Just, of course, the two go together. Yeah. So, absolutely. Just love that. And what a lovely note to end on tonight. Thank you, Terence, for that reflection. So, let's close our practice together. I'd like to thank you all for coming to the Sangha, creating, co-creating the Sangha, the space together, for the benefit of yourself and all beings whose lives yours touches. May all beings, including this being who's us, may all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thank you.